Hello. I'm really excited to talk with my partner, Jessica Eilerman, today about the greenhouse. And for those of you who do not know who the greenhouse is, we are an amazing partnership between the City of St. Petersburg and the St. Petersburg Chamber of Commerce. It is truly our mission to be St. Pete's home for small business start, growth, and thriving. And we do believe that we are here to empower small business owners to be the best backbone of business that they can be.
I will be defined by your dreams, committed to my goals. Yeah, gotta do my own thing. Keep up the hustling.
Welcome to Hustleburg. Thank you for sharing your time with us as we chat with entrepreneurs here in St. Petersburg, Florida. We talk about how they got started, how they built their business, and how they serve our community. I'm Brett Bittner, and I'm the host of Hustleburg, and I started Beyond Your Side Hustle because I found that most entrepreneurs lack the time and expertise to build their own digital marketing strategy and still get results. As an entrepreneur here in St. Pete myself, I love meeting and talking with fellow small business owners about what they do and sharing that conversation with you. Now, you may have noticed a few changes with the podcast lately. One of the biggest is that we're now doing video. So if you're only listening to this episode, whether it's on your favorite podcast player, RadioStPete.com, or Sunshine 96.7 FM, please know that this episode and all future episodes are available for you to view on YouTube and BeyondYourSideHustle.com. Just visit BeyondYourSideHustle.com/YouTube to subscribe or to watch your favorite episode of Hustleburg. If you find anything of value in this episode, I encourage you to subscribe. And if you would, also rate and review the episode as well, because it sends us the right signals to know how the conversations add value for you. Finally, if you're interested in being a guest in an upcoming episode and you own a small business here in St. Pete, let us know by visiting BeyondYourSideHustle.com/podcast guest. So Jessica and Kim, why are you two helping aspiring entrepreneurs build their small businesses here in St. Petersburg, Florida?
Well, from a City of St. Petersburg perspective, our small business economy is so important to our overall economy for our community. So when I say that, it's our entrepreneurs, it's someone with a side hustle, it's with a micro enterprise, or our small business owners who are here thriving and trying to grow their business. That is an essential piece of the overall kind of economy of St. Petersburg. And so sometimes you'll hear a lot about those large firms and institutions that we have, and we're so lucky to have, because you need a variety for a thriving economy. What's so special about St. Petersburg is we are really focused on helping to support and encourage that small business sector to grow and be successful and be able to thrive here in St. Pete. So that's really a huge focus for us.
Now, how is it that you go about serving that entrepreneurial community here in St. Pete?
We are truly here to help businesses start, grow, and thrive in St. Pete. And, you know, we really like to see ourselves as that home for small business development in St. Pete, right? I mean, there is nothing more inspiring than sitting with entrepreneurs and really getting to know them and really understanding what their passion is, and then helping them find that focus, right? Because one of the things we know about being an entrepreneur is sometimes it feels really lonely and you feel like you're the only person who is having that experience. And we're here to say, no, there's resources. We can wrap services around you. We've got support. And we will get you connected into the ecosystem so that you get the kind of support that you need. Even if we can't do it, we will find the people and the resources to make sure that that happens for you. And secondly, you know, you can be super passionate about what you're doing, but if you don't have that strategy figured out, or you don't know exactly what to do next, well, that's where we really do believe that we can help, because it is so important to work in your business, right? Because you are the lifeblood. You are the brand. This is why people come and you know, eat at your restaurant or shop in your store or, you know, on your, in your e-commerce store, whatever you got going. But it's more important to work on your business so that you can really plan and you really have that opportunity to watch things really take off. And like Jess said, small business across the country, across the globe, is exactly what builds our economy.
Now, we've had past guests on Hustleberg who have talked about their experience with the greenhouse, whether it's from some of the coaching that you guys have offered. I believe we even had a boot camp participant that was on as well. So far, I've heard nothing but great things. I'm looking to see, though, who will benefit the most from what the greenhouse offers.
Currently, I would say someone who's in ideation mode. So someone who is considering, they're planning, they're thinking about putting their toe in the entrepreneurial waters, to someone who's been existing maybe 2 to 3 years and they've got a product, something's viable, it's working, they have sales, and they're trying to figure out how to, kind of plan the business now that they have something that's going. We even have some, another kind of section of that is somebody who has started and they got going before they really were able, you know, caught on so fast that they kind of have to catch up with their business operational planning. And so those are probably the large areas, I would say, are the three targets really right now with our existing services. But we're also in process of building out an entire kind of like wraparound second stage, that growth stage company who's really 5 years plus or, you know, really established at this point, looking for that next phase of growth.
Right.
And so what, go ahead, Kim, I'm sorry.
You know, we just have, and we have so much, you know, unique programming. I think, you know, we've got everything from the basics, you know, of, we have an amazing like webinar library, right? Where if you're just looking for something basic, like, and you just need a little help with this, like that's going to lead you in the right direction, right? You know, all the way up to those opportunities where you also get to do some community building, where you really get that opportunity to really kind of test your idea, you know, things like 1 million cups, which is, you know, obviously in a lot of really entrepreneurial communities, you know, St. Pete has a thriving 1 million cups community, all the way to, you know, through things like St. Pete Pitch Night, you know, where there are those unique ideas out there. And we know if we can get, you know, a little bit more, messaging out there about these businesses and maybe even a little help with a cash prize, that, you know, we could really see that exponential growth in them. And, you know, then those are the businesses that are turning around and hiring, you know, 1, 2, 5 people. And all of those jobs count, right? Like all of that stuff is really important. And then, you know, we've got projects that are, you know, specific to, you know, different neighborhoods and, you know, all sorts of, you know, opportunities for these partnerships with other organizations that really, I think sets us apart in that, you know, we promise we're going to find you the right place in how your business and where you're trying to take your business will fit.
So taking a look at how you guys help, what programs and training and workshops are you offering the entrepreneurs here in St. Pete?
That is a great question. So I would first say that, you know, any entrepreneur can knock on the door of the, you know, the proverbial door of the greenhouse right now in this virtual world we're living in. But we're available to help, you know, our businesses and entrepreneurs kind of navigate where they're at and who can best help them. Because some of our success is making sure we're getting an entrepreneur their best place for assistance, which is not always the greenhouse for various reasons. Sure. So, but we're still kind of that air traffic controller to say, hey, go over here because they're going to be able, and we're going to introduce you to that group. But for the programs and services that we offer, we kind of offer them in kind of three different buckets. Curriculum, which we consider training and workshops on key issues for business starts, for business management, for sales and advertising and awareness. I kind of put that in that bucket. And so we have that online library that's available 24/7 with 30 titles of workshops that anyone can utilize. And then we have every month we have a calendar full of training and workshop, but that's just one thing. That's the 30,000 foot view on that topic. We really, really encourage that business consulting and mentorship opportunity. So you kind of mentioned earlier the coaching, that's all in that bucket of having a trusted source that you can really bounce things off of and get responses and feedback on what you're doing. So important for entrepreneurs to have that safe place. That's all confidential. Everything I've talked about so far, 100% free to access.
Okay.
So the cost of these programs have been underwritten by other sources. So our entrepreneurs, there's no barrier. Okay. There are some unique programs and cohorts we offer that do have small fees because they are intensive and they're multi-week. Sure. But for the most part, that's kind of the cadre of services. And we're always trying to do storytelling and make connections for people.
And really, I think just to follow up a little bit of what Jess is saying, especially like some of those cohort things, I'm guessing, Brett, what you heard about maybe was our Entrepreneurial Academy.
Yes.
And our Entrepreneurial Academy is that, I don't like this word. I know Jess doesn't like it either, but it's like the business basic accelerator. And it's like 10 weeks of kind of standing in front of a fire hose, getting everything that you need about building your business, right? And that does have a fee. But what happens with that fee then, it's if you finish the 10 weeks, then you get a year membership at the chamber, which then gives that ability to continue the networking and all of that kind of stuff. And we have, some of the best kind of premier business leaders in town that volunteer to teach those sessions and to, you know, to facilitate those sessions, which is really amazing. And there is not one single one of our facilitators that doesn't say to these cohorts, don't call me. I mean, they're always like, feel free to call me. Here's my email. What else do you need? You know, just those kind of things. And so it really becomes this amazing like community, right? Just this little, community of support. And we see a lot of those folks that go on from, you know, especially I think with cohort programming, we're talking a lot about cohort programming right now. That they just go on and they kind of, you know, they do some of this organic support with each other, but then they also really are working on like goal accountability things and, you know, how do we do this? And we're really trying to, you know, build on that and, you know, without people having to pay thousands and thousands of dollars in like mastermind groups and, you know, all of that, when we have the resources that are here, how do we go about putting a hybrid together of something like that, that still is going to allow that peer-to-peer conversation and business development and, you know, where somebody isn't, you know, putting out an arm and a leg to try to be a part of one of those groups. So
now, how was it that the Greenhouse came to be? How did it come about? You've mentioned the connection with the city and with the Chamber of Commerce. Kind of how did this come to be?
That is a great question, and one that has a long history, actually, in St. Petersburg. So for many years, the city of St. Petersburg had a business development center that offered, you know, workshops, training, and assistance, one-on-one assistance, corridor development with area businesses, and a variety of programs such as that. And the Chamber of Commerce also had a small business kind of engine on their staff team to help their members and do this work. And so what happened is about 9 years ago now, some leaders came together and said, why don't we combine this and figure out a way to bring all of this great work together kind of in a one-stop shop concepts. And that was the really the birth of the St. Petersburg Greenhouse. It was this coming together of two organizations that care very deeply about business development, but doing it in a way that's connected and organized and easy for the members of the community to access, right? Do I go here? Do I go there? Or do I go here? Right. We want to make that really easy for everybody. So that was kind of the foundation in which the greenhouse grew from. And really we've just been, really building upon that year after year and developed really based on kind of the market trends we're seeing local here in St. Peter's.
So in 9 years, I imagine that you've seen a lot change in the way that business is done as we've moved more virtually, we've moved more online, we've had to engage in social media in order to not only thrive, but just to survive. So how is the greenhouse evolving as the dynamics in small business change?
That is such a great question. Thank you for asking that. One of the things that we love to say, with our team is that, we happen to be, have these, kind of institutional organizations that back us up, but we really are entrepreneurial in nature, in the way that we operate. And, Jess and I, it's really important, I think, to both of us, as managers, and as folks that really care about small business development, we have the best team, we literally have the best team ever. Is this idea that we are co-creating something, right? Okay. That so when we are really working on and we are listening constantly, we are always listening to what, folks are saying to us, whether it is anecdotally and we're able to say, okay, this is like the fifth person this week that has said that, or through, participation surveys or through, different impact studies that we're seeing throughout the community. So we are really able to take those kind of things and say, all right, what makes sense for us to build, for our entrepreneurs and for our small business owners wrapped around this. And we did a lot of that. We did a lot of that in 2020. We obviously all went home. We obviously were all working from home, and yet we were still able to really do some amazing, unique things. I'm sure, Brett, you're familiar with what the city did with the Fighting Chance Fund and mm-hmm. the way that they developed that, and truly one of the quickest communities in the country. And this is, under Jess's leadership and under the whole economic development leadership of the team, they did this really quick so that we had, our small businesses had access to grants. And then kind of from that chamber side, right? Like we developed a business resiliency team. So we're looking at that now as like an infrastructure for, emergency, right? So for any time that there is an emergency, for small business, that we're going to have this infrastructure ready to go for businesses. And that will really, give us that opportunity to do that. So it's pretty exciting. And so that's like one, but then, as a curriculum team, we're always talking about, here's a workshop we need to do, or we need to develop this, or has anybody, why do people keep asking about this? Well, we better do something about it. And so we're constantly on this entrepreneurial, journey of our own, developing, what it means to do this and to really take care of small business. And if we're not listening to our small businesses and our small business owners, then we're not doing what we need to be doing.
Now, what type of background do you have on the team, on the people that work with the greenhouse to lead some of these workshops and boot camps? Any particular degrees or prior experience that you'd really like to highlight that you guys bring to the table as a resource for the St. Pete small business owners?
Well, I would say number one, we have a team who is made up of servant leaders. So they care deeply about the work that they do and care deeply about the care and health of our small business owners and our small business community. So they're all wonderfully trained, but it starts with heart, and our team has that. So we are the luckiest co-managers in the world because we just have a fantastic team of people who really care an awful lot. I mean, you know, I just cannot overstate the care and concern and time that our team will invest and spend and do it because they feel called to do that work. But some of the technical skill set that we have on the team is really it's varied. And I think that's something that brings a lot of value because we have different perspectives. We have some folks with communications and kind of organizational systems and strategy and IT backgrounds. We have some folks with training, so professional training and education background. So we have, you know, I'll let Kim talk for herself, but, you know, a couple folks that have kind of tinkered in entrepreneurial activities themselves to know what it feels like when you're having to make decisions and plan things out. And government structures. So how does public policy get made? How do we, if we see an ordinance that is harmful or not helpful to small business, how do we go through that process to make that change? And it's really that marriage of all these different perspectives with customer service and servant leadership at heart that brings our team together to be able to operate the way that we do.
Yeah, I think that really sums up our team just in an incredible way. And, you know, we really are, I think the one thing that we did see, even for as stressful as 2020, you know, was for our team. I mean, watching this group of people do some of the things that they did, I mean, they literally created magic on a daily basis. To ensure, you know, the survival of small businesses. And it was incredible to watch. And if they didn't know what the next step was to do, they sure as heck worked really hard at trying to figure out what those answers were. So, you know, we really are, we have the best team ever. And, you know, watching them be these navigators in the community, really spending time with the businesses and, you know, really getting to know them, that's kind of step one, right? And once you can do that and you can really build those trusting relationships, you know, there's all sorts of ways that assistance can play out and really be helpful.
Now, what is one thing that you would like every member of the Hustleburg community to know about what it's like to do business here in the Berg?
Kim, do you want to go first?
No, you go first.
Okay. Well, I want everyone to know that this is, we try for this to be the best place for an idea to start and grow and thrive. So that is the goal that we're signing up for and that we work hard for every day. Now, does that happen in reality? No. There are challenges. I mean, entrepreneurship's hard. I'm not trying to oversimplify that, but it is hard to operate a business successfully, and it is hard to navigate all the things that go along with that. So what we really want the Hustleburg community to know is that you have a partner. The Greenhouse team is your partner. So when you don't know where to go or you run into those blocks that are going to come and you just don't know which way to turn and you start to feel like, I'm vulnerable. I don't know this and I'm nervous and maybe I made the wrong choice and I don't know where to go now. It's okay. Reach out. Don't stay alone. Don't try to figure that out and be on your own with that. Reach out. If we can help, we will. If we can get you in contact with someone or another organization in our network of ecosystem partners, we will make those connections for you. So you can get through that barrier and continue on your path.
Now, how would you say that most of your partners and clients find out about you? What is it that you're doing to advertise and market the Greenhouse to make sure that you're constantly able to help more and more entrepreneurs here in St. Pete?
I would say one of our best ways, honestly, is truly word of mouth and referrals from other small business owners. I mean, that just seems to be that thing. And because, you know, we have such strong programming and, you know, I feel like we've worked really hard to establish a reputation of that kind of deep level of care, right? That it's easy for people to make that referral for us. And, you know, we hear it all the time. I was on a call today and, you know, we get all of these folks, you know, for things like the Entrepreneurial Academy or, you know, for our, St. Pete Pitch Night or whatever it may be, even some of the just, you know, the basic needs. And it's usually coming from another small business owner because they're like, no, you seriously have to, you got to call the greenhouse. And, you know, and we still get a lot of that. Well, what's the greenhouse and right. What does it mean? And, you know, all of that kind of stuff. You know, I would say we're working really hard, you know, from, you know, social media perspective, as well as, you know, other newsletters and emails and opportunities to do podcasts like this. And, you know, right. To really be involved, you know, really does help us and really gets the word out about why we're here. And I do want to say, Jess and I had an opportunity to do a training from an international organization on entrepreneurial center management. And Okay. The one thing that came extremely clear to us is that how unique this partnership is, right? Like there are not communities that are really doing what we are doing and that have this kind of trusted relationship between the city and the chamber and, you know, other entities who are also our partners. And it does put us in a really interesting advantage. And we're basically just saying like, take advantage of that. And because we really do believe in the work that we're doing in supporting you. And we want to be the best community, you know, in the country to start a small business.
Now, taking a look at the calendar that you have for the rest of 2021 and even into 2022, what are some upcoming events and activities that you guys have that you want to make sure that the Hustleberg community listeners and viewers put on their calendars as well so that they can connect with you, learn more about you and the like?
Well, definitely check out 1 Million Cups. That's a Wednesday morning at 9 a.m. If you haven't done that, that is a great way to get excited about some of the entrepreneurship that's happening in our community, to get inspired. And maybe you might want to someday come and present your concepts. And so that's a great way to plug in. But beyond that, we have St. Pete Pitch Night, which is a wonderful opportunity, I'm sure. I don't want to take Kim's thunder here, but that is a wonderful program that I'm sure is on her list. But we really, it's really every month there's new and different things going on. There's new training opportunities. We have new partnerships that are happening. And it's really just kind of, where do you feel like you're going to get the most bang for your time investment? And we're always working hard that whatever we're bringing forward is something that's worthy of that time investment for you. But lots of stuff going on the calendar. So please check it out. And we're also, as Kim said, all on digital media. So we try to post all our stuff there to make it as easy as possible for you to find out what's going on at the greenhouse.
And the next St. Pete Pitch Night will be September 15th.
Okay, great. So where can people find out more? Oh, go ahead.
I just announced it. I'm so happy to have
it. Oh, I love it.
Officially.
Fantastic. First place. Fantastic. September 15th. I'm looking forward to seeing more. I actually have a participant or two from last year's pitch night that I've already lined up on the recording calendar. We've been working out the best time and day and all that stuff. Where can people find out more about the St. Pete Greenhouse, about what you offer the business community, and how can they connect with you? You don't have to worry about getting them all. If you are a listener or a viewer, they'll all be in the show notes at beyondyoursidehustle.com/St. Pete Greenhouse or on your favorite podcast player. Just check out those show notes. Kim, Jessica, share how they can connect with you guys.
Well, our webpage is the Bible of everything going on at the greenhouse. So definitely check that out. We try to make that a fun experience. And that is at www.stpete.com. greenhouse.org. And all the information is there. We have a calendar. We have a brand new tool called Startup Space that you're going to see, and just tons of ways for us to engage with our community. Also on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram. We use those three all the time for communication. So definitely check those out.
Follow us.
Awesome. Ladies, thank you so much for taking the time to share with the Hustleberg community about the St. Pete Greenhouse, about all that you're doing to help entrepreneurs build a small business here in St. Petersburg. Just thank you so much for taking the time today.
Thank you so much for having us. And we just love to connect with entrepreneurs. So thank you for this great opportunity, and love the podcast.
Yes. And good luck to your entrepreneurial endeavor too, Brett. Love it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Hey, you did it. You've just listened to Hustleberg. Hustleberg is produced by Beyond Your Side Hustle, where we help you craft an awesome strategy for your business and build a community that supports you today and in the future. We help budding entrepreneurs go beyond their side hustle and into the business they're dreaming of. If we provided you with something valuable with this podcast, please take a moment to subscribe, rate, and review on your favorite podcast player, especially you Apple Podcast listeners. This is something that only takes a few seconds that will help us shine the spotlight on all the great businesses St. Pete has to offer and grow our community. Speaking of great businesses here in St. Pete, if you're a small business owner here and you'd like to share the story of your business with the Hustleberg community, please let us know by visiting beyondyoursidehustle.com/podcast guest. Did you know that at Beyond Your Side Hustle, we're helping small business owners reach ideal engagement on any social media platform with a free 3-week training by email? It's available for you at beyondyoursidehustle.com/3weeks. You can also find a link for it in the show notes. Start right now to learn how you can fix your feed to serve you, start engaging on social the right way, and create a community around you and your business. The opening music in this episode is Defining Your Dreams by my friend, Rhymer Educator. I encourage you to check him out on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you listen to great music. Thanks so much for listening, and we look forward to sharing with you how we do business in the Berg.